From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Wednesday, September 12th. Look for mostly cloudy skies today. The northern part of the listening area will see a little more sunshine. We'll all see a high today around 76. SIU trustees begin meeting today in Edwardsville. It's the first regularly scheduled meeting since controversy brought the ouster of former President Randy Dunn. Today is a working session. Trustees are expected to get an update on a cost study looking at how state monies are split between the Carbondale and Edwardsville campuses. They'll also discuss the next steps in their search for a new system president. Tomorrow, the board will consider a pay raise for employees. That bump would be 1% for SIUC, SIUE, and system employees, and 2% for the School of Medicine. The meetings each day begin at 9 a.m. on the SIU Edwardsville campus. The union representing teachers in the Murfreesboro School District has voted to authorize a strike. The Murfreesboro Education Association says the vote comes after a lack of progress in negotiations with the Board of Education, including the last session with a federal mediator. Teachers say they've been working without a contract since the beginning of the school year. Union officials say teachers have taken multiple salary freezes over the last 10 years. Next negotiating session is scheduled for September 26th. Murfreesboro teachers could go on strike beginning October 1st. Well, President Donald Trump's planned rally in Cape Girardeau has been called off. President Trump was scheduled to speak at the Show Me Center on Thursday evening in support of GOP U.S. Senate candidate Josh Hawley, who is seeking to unseat incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill. But the Trump campaign says they are canceling the event for safety reasons since Hurricane Florence is expected to bear down on the East Coast this week. Well, it has been a wet start to September in Illinois thanks to Tropical Storm Gordon. September statewide average precipitation has already hit 3.5 inches. State climatologist Jim Angel says that's more than 3 inches above normal.
So we've already gotten a month's worth of rain just in the first 10 days of the month. And there's been some areas that have been really dry this year that finally got some rain. There's some areas in western Illinois that have been dry since the spring. And some of those areas have gotten 4 to 8 inches of rain.
The highest rain total was in Clay City, which got more than 10 inches. Angel says the wet weather is due to the remnants of Gordon and the cold front that passed through the state. Well, milk continues to be a staple of school meals. The USDA says modern school meals are more balanced and fresher than ever. And that includes regular or flavored milk. The St. Louis Dairy Council's Jalen Munson says chocolate milk served in schools is a little different from what we purchase in stores.
School chocolate milk is specially formulated to meet the school nutrition guidelines because those guidelines are set forth and they need to abide by them. So since 2007, the U.S. dairy industry has reduced added sugars by about 55% in the flavored milk offered in schools.
Munson says chocolate milk is versatile. It can be used to make smoothies and fudgesicles or in hot cocoa, pancake batter, or even oatmeal. For more information, you can visit the St. Louis Dairy Council's website or Facebook page. And Illinois State Fair officials and some vendors are telling different stories about the sales numbers from this year's fair. Though fewer people walked through the gates than last year, fair officials in Springfield credit good weather and big-name entertainment for a 16% spike in sales. But food vendor Ken Vos, owner of a popular hot dog or corn dog stand, says that even though his loyal client base, he could have done better.
We were down a little bit from past years, and I know there were some I've talked to that claim they were down quite a bit. It could have been the item they were selling, or maybe people just didn't have the money to spend, I guess.
The overall sales numbers are preliminary. Vendors have until the end of the year to file tax paperwork, still waiting on numbers from the DuQuoin State Fair. Total fair attendance was down 8% over prior years. Weather-wise, today we'll see a couple of mix of sun and clouds, mostly cloudy skies in the southern part of the listening area, more sunshine in the northern part of the region. We'll see a high around 76. Winds will be calm and out of the east-northeast around 6 miles an hour. We could see a little bit of patchy overnight fog, otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 60. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. It will be a little warmer. We'll see a high of 82. We'll look forward to sunshine and highs in the 80s over the weekend. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.